Hello and welcome to Psychics
Log
Gone
Talk
Wild.
Radio.
It's Monday night.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Are you...
What?
Are we on the air? Can you hear me?
We're live. Yes, we are, Gary. We're live, and we're here on Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Gary Wimmer, and I've got a lot of you guys calling in and getting excited. Gary, I was talking about you, and I know that the phones have been cutting out. You're a certified psychic. You are an intuitive master of lithmacy. You know, and as an author in all the years that we've done this work, Gary, we've talked about a lot of things, but, you know, when you get to helping people and working with it, we're giving thanks this month on Psychics Gone Wild. Can you tell us a little bit about the tool that you use there, and where would you give your thanks for the lithmacy?
Well, I started giving readings. First of all, I apologize to you folks for not being able to get in on the studio, so thank you for getting in for me, General.
No problem.
I started giving readings in the early 70s, and in 1980, I met a lady who did readings using lithomancy. She did a reading for me, and lithomancy, by the way, is reading patterns of stones. She did a reading for me, and I was fascinated, and she taught me her method, and this is 1980, and I've used it since then. I ended up writing a book about it. Real quick, I'll explain what it is, Jethro. It's using 16 stones. Basically, there's 10 planet stones and 10 personal stones. The planet stones are Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. The six other stones are personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do it in person, the person drops these 16 stones. When I do it over the phone, I charge them up. I tell the person to say drop, and I drop for them. In either case, I read the pattern like a clock, around like a clock, and covering 12 weeks, each hour representing approximately a week. Now, that's kind of a short explanation of what I do. That makes sense to you, Brother Jethro?
Makes a lot of sense. We've got a lot of individuals excited about this. And those of you who tune in, we're going to give you a few readings, but we're going to give you a lot more than that. We're giving you the knowledge. Gary's a little bit shy on the fact that Gary's not only a very phenomenal psychic and individual who works with this lithmacy, but he's one of the one only people, if you looked up the word and see that's on there. Yeah, there's other people who look at it, but Gary is an actual master of it. He's considered to not only be accurate at it, but very gifted. One of my privileges of doing Psychics Gone Wild is getting to meet Gary. And, you know, when I've listened to Gary Wimmer here on all the shows, what I love about it is that. So I think there was a reason tonight. I've got a lot of you guys calling in going, Jethro, what about the prizes? That's what the exciting part was. I think this is what happened. Gary is a very, I would say, very considerate, good person. But we've worked together, Psychics Gone Wild and him, and we're going to be giving out some books. So those of you who know of Gary's book with the lithmacy, we've got Gary, you know, I have told your story on a couple of other radio shows. You're one of the individuals who did go to the other side. And since we did the show on A1R Radio back in, well, 2012, I haven't heard that story. Gary, tell a few of the new people that are turning into Psyches Gone Wild, how we did that. We got Lori coming. You guys, don't freak out. We got people worried. It's Monday. There's nothing going on. Blog Talk Radio is going to get spanked, and me and Gary are talking. Gary, tell them about the what happened with you, that you on the other side. I mean, you were actually were on the other side, and when you came back, didn't they have the ambulance? They were ready to take you out of there.
Oh, it was quite a public episode. What happened, basically, this all happened in 1977. I've been a musician and a psychic my whole life, and I had quit a band and was staying off the road for a while. That was my plans. But within a couple days, actually within a couple of, within the first day after I quit the band, I was back at home in Austin, Texas, and I started picking up things about what people were going to say and what they were thinking. And the next day, this got even more intense. I noticed I could read the paper, the newspaper. My friend, my roommate, actually was reading the newspaper as he walked in the door, and I saw it through his eyes. And he dropped it down the table, and I went, wow, I just saw that. And in the next day or two, normal life completely changed. All of a sudden, I was picking up things from about everybody, their thoughts, their feelings. I was extremely psychic, clairvoyant about what was going to happen. And by the third or fourth day, it completely took me over. I had no idea why this was happening, but there was no doubt what was happening. I was increasing my psychic ability for some unknown reason. Long story short, I felt like I was being tested. You know, it was the most enlightening and haunting thing I've ever been through at the same time. Long story short, at the end of a week of this, I was in, actually hit by a speeding car. Could have gotten killed. Didn't get hurt at all. And the moment the car impacted me, I felt this protection from these guardian angels I'd been feeling around me. I started calling in the monitors because they were watching me. From the moment this car hit me, I was protected. I felt this shield of protection being inserted between me and the car. And I went out with my body, I was watching the car tumble over my body from above. Didn't really feel like it was me. I felt pretty disconnected from it. But then I started expanding in all directions, like a balloon going out. And in no time, I had no awareness of myself anymore, or the accident, or Earth, just zooming, expanding outward in all directions, like a balloon. Planets and galaxies going inside me. It was such an incredible sensation, and it seemed to go on and on and on and on and on. And finally, I went through what they described as a tunnel of light. And came out of that and ended up in what I call the perfect, beautiful mind of God. Just an infinite blue space where there was unbelievable, the most beautiful peace, power one can ever imagine. And it felt like I was there for eternity, for billions of years. There was no time, really. But I wasn't really aware that it was me. I was just at one with it. And somewhere in that process, I went from being at one with it to observing it. I don't exactly know how, but it just seemed to happen. And I was drawn away from it, not having any idea where I was being drawn towards, but actually I was being drawn back towards planet Earth. And sure enough, the closer I got to Earth, I saw my body, and I jumped back into my body, and I'm in the middle of a car accident, in the middle of the street. And I jumped up and started talking to people, and you know, people were screaming and hollering, yeah, police, ambulance, cops, a whole busy Monday evening in 1977. It took me a while to understand that nobody would understand it or believe it, and that's quite understandable because unless you experience it, it's hard to believe that anybody can experience that. But a lot of people have had near-death experiences. I mean, you have too, Jethro. So you know what I'm talking about. I wrote a book about it, by the way.
A Second in Eternity. I know that book. I love that book. And you know that we both have talked about it. And I cut Gary off there going, Jethro, you're always hyper and Gary's calm. I'm glad you're on the Monday night show, but be good. It's Gary's show. I listen to him because I love him. This is Texas calling in. Be good, Jethro. I know where you lived over in Houston. Oh, my God. I know who this is. This is Brant. Brant, you're tough, but I can outrun you any day of the week, and you know it. So what we've got going on, we've got a lot of friends here calling in right now, and they're just so glad. Tonight there was a reason for this. Those those of you tuning in, I'm telling you, Christmas is going to rock. We just got a hold of the lady, and she's working on guess whose picture took all the stuff to do? Linda Irwin. She can't find out how to put Linda Irwin as astronomer. I'm trying to write to her, and I'm saying, put her as a stargazer. Put Linda with the moon. Put her with Jupiter. Put her up there somewhere. You know, she loves them. And so I told her tonight, and I know she's listening in, our artist, listening to what we've really got. You asked me what Gary Wimmer was doing on here with these rocks. I'm telling you, he's phenomenal. So those of you on Speak Up Radio that have just become our new ones, we love all of you fans, and you're sending people over. This is Gary Wimmer on Monday nights. This is where you heard him a week ago. Jen Buck Drakey, our little totem reader. And I got a new one for you, and I'm going to try to say her name, Lori Connell. And I hope I did that right, because I always mess it up with her. It doesn't mean I love her any less or any longer. I just want to tease her. How you doing, Lori?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing good, but you still did not pronounce it right.
Oh, for the 40,780 times to mess it up. I even ate a hamburger tonight. I'm on my right foot, people. I should be getting it right.
Connell.
Lori Connell. I don't know. I'll find some cute way to get it done. You know I love you dearly. Lori is our phenomenal gifted intuitive who comes on. And tonight I've got a lot of you people asking is, what is Lori giving thanks for? She's on with you crazy people. I remember when you and Lori made fun of the lady with the tutu. It scared me on Halloween too. Brian's asking, Lori, did you ever find out what happened to that weird willy guy that you made go home? Uh-oh, Lori, they got your number now. They know you're one of those wild ones. What do you want to give thanks for, Lori?
I like to give thanks to my family and friends and all the listeners, and especially all of you in the Psychics Gone Wild group.
Oh, we love you. And I got a question here for Gary. Gary, this is Martin. He's writing me from North Dakota. He wants to know, is it okay that he has been asking his girlfriend? He remembers that you talked about your girlfriend, Brooke, asking him out. And he said he's okay to tell over the air. I hope it is, because I'm going to read it. He's asking if it's all right to let Gary Wimmer know that if it hadn't been for Gary's great advice, telling him that if there was, or having his girlfriend ask, he would not have talked to her. She would have not have talked. And finally, they got to go out. For 6 long years, they used to sit and listen to bands and sit and enjoy the music at B-Ball Bob's place in Hampshire. But now they're able to go out and dance. And that Gary, if they have a kid, they may name him Gary Jr. But we're having a blast here up here at Dakota. And it's all after you. If we do blame it, we're going to name it after you, Gary. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if we can read these emails. Are we ready for adult hour on Monday night? Gary, I do remember you doing that. Remember that? You told us about that when me and you and Bonnie was on the radio, and you told us, you said that, you know, to go up and ask the person. Don't be shy. I think this kid
knows. Oh, amen.
Mr. Gary. Oh, but what if it's a little girl? It'll have to be Garina. Gary, what would you do with a girl? How would you name? I don't know. Lori, we're going to have to blame it after
Gretchen.
Lori.
Gretchen.
There we go. We're going to have fun. You guys get ready. Those of you who've been patient to tune in, I'm just here helping out, trying to clean up this Blog Talks mess. And if you want to write to them, please call me at Psychic Jethro. You've got my number there. It's at 928-284-0437. And I'll give you all the instructions on where to complain, especially Gary's fans. All of you that have wrote me, I'm going to forward that right over to the Blog Talk where they need to be chewed the most. So we love all of you guys, and I really wish you'd have been good Blog Talk, but you kind of asked for this one. 786, you're on live with Gary Wimmer and Lori. How are you, 786?
Hi, guys. I'm fine. I mean, I think, is it a Mercury retrograde? Maybe that's why everything's, like, going haywire.
I'm not exactly sure. You know, Jennifer, I don't think it is.
No, Mercury's back in tune, but it's this wild Scorpio Saturn conjunction, and we've got a lot of push to do it now, get out there and make it happen. You know, as Scorpios, we're stubborn. We can't leave it alone. We just got to keep going until everybody gets a little testy.
And can I interrupt for a second, Jethro? I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Jethro and I are both Scorpios, so happy birthday, Jethro.
Yes, happy birthday to you, Gary. I know yours is up, but I think mine, we always end up having this time of the year where we look to see what's wild. Yeah, happy birthday to you, too.
God bless you, brother. Go ahead. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Go ahead.
No, you're great. We got to get your first name, and then Gary's going to tell you how he does the readings with the Lithmacy. Are you ready to roll?
Yes, my name is Samantha.
Samantha, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, my dear. Well, all of you folks, I want to first extend my thanks to Jeff Ball for taking over the show tonight. I could not get in on the radio and run the studio, so thank you so much for your help, Jeff Ball. And I always enjoyed being with Lynn, Lori. Carnell, Canal, whatever his name is. So having said that, you want me to give you a short reading there, Samantha? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've got these 16 stones, my dear. We can only cover so much in a short period of time. But I'm going to, whenever you say drop, I'll drop these stones and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months. Okay?
Okay.
So all you have to do when it feels right is one time very clearly just say drop. It's all up to you. Okay, ready. Well, you know, it feels like you're going through a lot of things with relationships, a lot of changes in emotions, and it's certainly affected your environment. It's affected the way you are sort of moving through this reconstructing of your, like, your belief system in yourself and rehealing in this first week or two. You've recently had a new series of visions about how you want things to unfold. And that's empowering, because when you have a vision and you try to cooperate with the universe to make things go a certain way, it's a lot better than just, you know, whatever the universe deals. So you've made this sort of commitment to yourself to have a whole new feeling about things. And it certainly feels like love, relationships, and balance is one of those things that's going to you're going to accomplish in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, there's things you still have to deal with that are rather difficult, but it's like you're, you know, halfway through with them already. You've kind of already started that process. And by the second and into the third week here, not only do you feel so much healthy, feeling revitalized and so forth, but this is setting you up for a lot of, like, big, bold changes in your life and how you see relationships and how you see men and commitment and how you see your own direction and activity. So by the third and fourth week here, you're really getting a lot of verification, confirmation. You're having a lot of expansion in both the business and the way you feel, the way you think. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, because you sort of have to reprogram yourself, you're going to create a lot of luck for yourself. And you're going to realize that you are creating luck by slowly letting go of your fears here and reprocessing yourself in the first week or two. Because toward the end of this three-month period, where you have Neptune and the Sun, you're reconnecting with your spirituality in a completely new, fresh way. And that's going to lead for better decisions in the future, better communication. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's healing you a lot about love and about commitments. So don't be afraid to process sort of what you feel you're going through, is letting go of some of the old so you can bring in the new. That's what I feel. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. You're very accurate on all the things you're saying. I've been really feeling like I want a change. I've been applying to a lot of jobs. Hopefully, there's one job in particular I'm hoping to hear from and I'm hoping to get. And I have been thinking about, you know, just trying to just change everything for the better. And the relationship thing, yeah, I don't have anyone, but I'm hoping someone, you know, good comes in eventually.
Well, the one thing I feel very strong is how you look at love, and that affects everything in life. So recharge yourself, give yourself the benefit of the doubt, plan to kick ass, and you shall be good. Simple English.
Love you, Samantha. Would you? And I got it with Lori. Have you got your card? Lori does tarot. And Samantha, we got to give you a few minutes. I apologize. We have like a 6-minute rule, and we got 2 minutes left. But we got to tease Lori. Lori's also a Scorpio, and I know if I don't let her talk, she'll find a way to tease my name, Lori.
Hey, we got
very good.
Scorpios.
Yeah, we rocking. Lori,
okay. Can you guys hear me?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First card I found is the moon. And it sounds like you're reaching for a goal, certain thing you want. And with changes and such. And then the next card is the Page of Wands. And it is like in debate right now. You're deciding with that job. And then the next card is the Ace of Wands. And you have a grip on things. So it all sounds like you have it under control.
Well, I want Samantha's card. Samantha, we love you. Go to psychicsgumball.com. We're giving away presents and prizes on this show. And the month of December, you're going to be some big prizes. Money's even going to be exchanged. So we love you, Samantha. We got to go. They're giving us that push.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
Psychics Gone Wild. Yes, it's Gary and Lori, and they're doing the wild thing. And you guys tune in tonight to get it. We've got a bunch of you on the phones. Don't push. Don't shove. Just call 773-LOVE. Call 773-897-6461. I got people typing me. They're going after me. Where is Gary? Gary, say hello before they shoot me from Chicago. Oh, my God.
I'm still here. Don't shoot me.
Oh, my Lord. This is worse than when Linda Irwin went to jail in Monopoly. Everybody started freaking out. And we play that game, and we never got to tell Gary. Gary was busy. Gary works a lot of hours, you guys. If you guys don't know it, this man is either he's doing fairs, he's working, he's writing books, he's going busy. So when you get a chance with Gary, just like with me up here in Washington, D.C. or Florida, we talk a few minutes. So I let Gary know a little bit about Monopoly. Well, the funny thing, all of you guys, I had people calling in from different states, and when they found out that Linda Irwin won Hawaii, but then Linda Irwin was in jail. They want a recount on us, and they come after me. Now, you guys, I live in Florida, but I don't do their practices, I'll have you know. I'm just like I was what? So we're doing a psychic Monopoly. I'll be letting you guys know about it. Tune into PsychicsGumball.com if you want to know about all these fun things, or listen to our show. Tonight we have a new sponsor, and it is Psychic. Yes, wait a minute. I got to get it here. It's
Psychic Store.
Yes, psychicstore.com. Thank you, God. I love you, Lori. I know these people, they love me. They're going to yell at me. Psychicstore.com. And if you go there, and you, especially if you're looking to get some very good advice on is psychics real, it talks about the paranormal. And they're letting me know that anyone who buys through their Amazon site there, they will donate some more prizes for us. So those of you that are getting ready to go and you want to do something for psychicsgonewild.com, go in there and buy a prize, because what's going to happen is it's just going to come back for the show. And then we'll be giving them away. We have Linda Irwin's music. That's one of the big surprises in December that's going to be given away. We've got a bunch of phones going crazy. 206, you're next. We've got 720-561's mad at me. I don't know what's wrong with Jethro. He always talks too much, and Gary does readings. Oh, my God, I don't want to read the rest. We know Jethro's in trouble. I'm sorry. We love you guys. We're going to take just a minute here while I clear up some of that back noise. I think it's a vacuum or Blog Talk is pulling our plugs, but that's the sound you're hearing. Hang them on for Linda Irwin. Thank you. Beautiful. Linda Irwin, Sunset Lagoon. It's Jethro. I'm here with Gary Wimmer and Lori, and I'm going to call her Lori C. until I can say her name right. I can't come out of that corner. We are having all the fun we can have. I've got a lot of you calling in. You got to hang tight. I know there's a little odd sound. 561, how are you? 561.
Hello, how are you? This is Lisa from Florida.
Lisa, you rock, but you scared me. You did the voice of Vadar or somebody, and don't do that to me again. I'm an old guy. I'm teasing you, Lisa. Come on in. This water's fine. Gary's here. And let here, Gary. Here's Lisa.
Hi,
Lisa.
Gary. Hi, how are you?
And again, Jeff, I want to thank you for helping with the show. And I always love your sense of humor.
Thank
I think Jeff was a
he's fun.
Laughing is the way to enjoy life, folks. Jeff was a good example. Thank you to heart. Having said that, my dear, I'll give you the next couple months and the next couple minutes. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. I've been working at a place, and there's somebody that seems to be interested in me, and I just wanted to see if this might turn into something more than a friendship.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll look at that aspect of your life. All you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, is just say drop. One time, very clearly, just drop.
Drop.
All right. Well, yeah, it does feel like this whole emotional thing you're going through is good for you for several reasons. First of all, it's taking you kind of out of a funk that you've been in. And that's good. It's liberating you. It's lightening you. It's making you feel alive again and passionate again. Don't think so much in terms of where it's going to go as much as the fact that it's making you feel good right now. And that's what's important. It's re-inspiring you. And in the next couple of weeks, I feel like you're just going to add on to this feeling of spontaneity, of healing, of feeling vibrant and powerful with yourself. The magic stone, which is very important, is right up here at 12 o'clock. And so it's setting a pattern for this pattern, basically, for this 3 months that's going to be quite liberating for you and rewarding. So allow yourself to come through this next couple of weeks shining like a star. Why not? That's going to set you up where you can deal with a relationship or commitment or feel good about yourself and all the factors involved in a relationship. So before you put the cart before the horse, put the horses before the cart, you feel good about yourself, and you let your own fears about things go to the background so you can get your strengths up to the foreground. And that's what helps you from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on in relationships with regard to this man, with regard to how you look at him, with regard to how you start making future decisions about love. So, like I said, take it for what it's worth right now and let it affect you in a positive way. Because toward the end of this 3-month period, from the 9th to 12 week, you're getting a lot of luck in your life with relationships, with love, with decisions, and so forth. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was him or the energy with which it's re-empowered you. So that's what I see short and sweet over the next couple of months. Allow yourself to let go, to finish this transition feeling. Does that make sense
okay.
to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I have. Yeah, he seems like he wants to rush it along, and I'm not really
Take it as it happens. Look how much it charges you. It's good for both of y'all. Put your fears aside so you can see clearly and you can too. It's a win-win-win. Be patient with your learning.
Okay,
that
great.
You,
thank
deal?
You. Thank you so much.
God bless you, girl. Back to you, Brother
yes.
Jethro.
But I got to look at this. Now you're going to go on the other side. Lori, the lovely, is going to tell you what she's seen with those cards. And I can feel something, Lisa, teasing you. Has it been like some other tension? Because I keep feeling like there's another, like there's part of you pushing. You were talking about love, and you've got that other look in your eye, or phone feeling, I guess I should say.
Yeah, well, I just started this, you know, this job is just going part-time. So I'm just wondering, you know, it's really, I just took it. To take it, but I really need more money. I'm hoping that they will eventually give me full time.
Girl, you got to get on psychicsgumball.com, set up a time with Gary or Lori or one of us and get in there. I can feel the energy. Now, you said you're in Florida. I'm up here. I'll be back in Tampa the 13th. Where are you in Florida?
In Fort Lauderdale.
see, you've got to get over with the happy people. You're on the wrong side, I'm telling you. Lori, you got to, Lori, what are you feeling for our lovely Lisa? She's now become family, and we're going to keep her forever.
Okay. Ooh, the first card that I'm seeing is Judgment card.
Ooh.
And what it's telling is that you're waiting for that right time. Looking up, waiting. And the other next card would be King of Swords card. And that is like you're on guard. You know, you're holding your ass up. Being prepared. And the next card would be the nine of swords. And you're ready for the challenge. So just be prepared.
Oh, Lori, you got a little intense. Love you. They're giving us that look. Lori, we're going to head you out the door, Lisa. Well, thank you for showing in. I hope you had a good time.
Hey, thank you.
You know, I was only joking. We can't keep you forever.
Yeah.
Tell.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Love you, too. We're going wild here, and I mean really wild. It's gone over the edge. We've got Lori here. We've got Gary here. We've got something going on with our phone, so if it does a little kooky, don't get worried. Come right back to us. The guys are telling me that it's time to relax for a few minutes, and we've got a lot of people that are writing in. Psychic Jethro, I got to know what's going on here. For 2 years, I've been listening to the show. Now tonight I tune in. Blog Talk Radio told me that I couldn't get in because the phones were busy. Well, that's the reason that we love you. This is your friends over here in Arkansas. They better let us in because we have ways. Okay. Well, you heard it. Blog Talk, you better let us in. They have ways, and they want to hear their Gary. We have a lot of individuals calling in now, and Lori's are on. We've got a lot of fun. I had an individual ask me this very good question. I'm going to ask this to the psychics. It's a very good thing about Thanksgiving. You have individuals in your life that come into your family. Let's say it's that aunt or uncle that stop at the house that really just came over for the turkey or just came over to be a turkey, and you've got them at your house. Year after year, they keep coming to your house. What is a psychic thing that you would do, or how would you work with them with your intuitive gift to make that guest maybe realize that you really didn't want to hurt their feelings, but it might be better if they gave their thanks at somebody else's house they could complain? Gary, what would you do?
Well, I think it's like a lot of things in life, Jeff. Well, there's politics, negotiation, working things out. There's not one size doesn't fit all and doesn't fit all occasions. So whether it's working with somebody that you want to not be over at your house for dinner, or dealing with a child, or dealing with a boss, it's still it's step by step. It's feeling how you connect. It's feeling what the next step is. It's using your intuition. And more than anything, I think it's putting love as the start. Because even if someone, you know, screws you around in life, you really help you when you forgive them and move on. The idea that love is all there is, love works everything, it's true. So even if you're having a problem with a friend, a relative, a neighbor, look at it as far as love, communicate. Talk to people, be honest, be open. Remember, we all learn from each other. And so sometimes we have to put each other in uncomfortable situations and very rewarding situations to learn. Be confident about yourself. If your heart's open, if you're doing the best you can, that's all you can do. That's my quick analysis of it, Jethro.
Love, that's beautiful. Lori, same question, same deal. You've got those gobblers coming over to your house. How are you going to spiritually handle them?
I would make them say the blessing.
I love it. Yes, yeah.
There you go.
That would scare them off.
I love Scorpio women. They just go right there. It's like, you know.
I do too.
Oh, Lori, that's beautiful. I've teasing all of you. We've got a lot of what's calling in now. We've got a laugh. I'm going to read these off to you, just a few of them. If you guys need a laugh and you know our show with the bloopers, send them over to Linda Irwin's house. She can send them to the moon. Let Jan Bajdrake take them out to the bear totem and see if he's hungry. Go over and have Jethro get on his crazy jokes until they lose their mind. And then tell Gary that he's getting his rocks and then beat him with a rock until they stop listening. Tell Jeff and Gary to get together and make them laugh until they can't stop, and that'll make them go to the bathroom, and then they'll wish they had game over. Oh my God, you guys are getting worse. These are some of our crazy fans, and that's what I love about you PsycheGoneWild.com people. Go over to our stuff and let us know. We're here to please. In the month of December, remember, I got to keep promoting to you guys, is the fantasy. What is the magic of Christmas? What's the magic within you? You will be able to win $500 worth of prize if you're able to go on and pick the best one. We have all five of us out there. They're being cartatures. We've already had mine, and Jan Bajdrake's has hit the papers. You'll be seeing it out there probably by the 13th if you're on Facebook with us or if you go on our site, and you'll see the pictures. And what you'll have to do on each of us is you'll have to put down, you know, is Lori really the princess? And it's like she's in a very pretty costume. You know, Gary is a very noble man. But you'll have to, you'll see our face, put the cartature, and then you've got to finish it with your, we need to have two paragraphs of what you feel about that picture. And put your heart and soul in it. You know, we've had so much fun with the those of you who did Dogs Gone Wild, and we helped so many animals. We still are having, it's not done with calculating how many animals we've helped in just Florida alone. I know that I've had some other friends telling me that they were listening in some other areas. So we're, me and Cindy are working together, and we're going to give you, it's going to be part of our New Year's Eve present to you, is we want to give you the final numbers. There was individuals out in, I know in Vegas with about where Jan is and some other places that listen in and have been helping him with it. I know of a friend of ours personally that over in Tennessee found a home for a dog that had a birth defect. And that's a very phenomenal thing because, you know, it's a little harder when you've got the odds against you. But there's enough love out there for you guys. That's part of what PsycheGoneWild.com does. And we give phenomenal readings. Speaking of, go to that, not only there, but go to, if you get a chance, go over and check out Gary Wimmer's site at GaryWimmer.com/psychic. You're going to find not only a lot of fun there, you're going to find out the books that Gary's got. Gary's got a lot of music. You know, we've had a lot of times people will call and you guys are going, Jethro, we get so into the readings we forget to find out who's who. I had a person tease me, you know, and they were, we're on speakupradio.com and we're also being promoted on iHeartRadio. Yay. And you know why? Because we rock. And the woman made me giggle because she goes, I got to tell you, Jethro, I knew about you because I can tell the way you do it. She goes, when you were talking about a couple of the people, I had to go look, and she was so amazed. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to take a little journey for me, those of you who are fans, and let me know. I mean, one of the best, some of the emails I get and I love is like, I listened in Monday night and Jan made me giggle so bad. Or Linda is on one of her deals again where she can't stop making me laugh. Those are what I love about it. And that's what we want to continue to do. And Lori's our new family. 720, I know this number from Colorado. I know this is one of our regular wild girls. How are you, 720?
I'm doing great, Jethro. This is the Avatar Star. How are you?
Great. I saw your number, and I know you. I'm like, oh, God, our next one up's our wild woman. What have you been doing in Colorado?
Oh, boy. I've just been getting ready, preparing to do my work.
You in this light work, I'm really scared. You know, how many people are you going to heal up there? You know, what's going to happen? We have people like balloons flying around and stuff. And I'm going to be up in the Rocky Mountains trying to drag them down, shooting them down. No, people take me literally. Like, you know, if anybody's ever seen me hunt, I'm the one that's at McDonald's. Can we bring that big buck right over here? I'm teasing. I mean, you guys that's tuning in, this is a good friend, a regular caller. Avatar, do you have a question for our phenomenal readers?
Hi, Lori. Hi, Gary. How you guys doing tonight?
Hi. Doing
great. I don't have a particular question, so, you know, whatever they, you know, the guide in spirit guides them to say. But Gary, for some reason, Gary's, I can't hear him that well. His voice, it sounds like he's in the back, way in the background.
Well, I'll try to speak up a little bit. Is that better?
A little bit.
Okay,
it's you, Avatar. We put you in the corner, and you're just trying to get Gary up close. He's got a girlfriend. Quit right now before you get... I heard she can wrestle like an alligator, and you don't want it that. I'm teasing you. You know I'm teasing. Don't get mad. You know I always tease about everything. I'm kidding. Okay.
Well, can I give you 3 months worth of what I see, my dear, in general? Does that help you?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, my dear, I'll do this for you. I'm charging up these 16 stones, and all you have to do when it feels right is just say drop one time very clearly, and I'll tell you in general what I see the next couple of months. So whenever you say drop, you're ready to go, girl. And actually, that's a very good thing I said, is you're ready to go, because you've got Jupiter right at the very top of this whole chart, and that's showing that you're moving into this period in your life where you're going to you've experienced a lot of jubilation, success, growth, and so forth. So that's a good sign for you, girl. And then in the first couple of weeks, you're doing a lot of organization, planning, restructuring, not only about your life, but about how you feel about your emotions, how you feel about things moving forward. So it's sort of like a reconstructing of a new foundation for yourself, a new belief system, and it's built a lot on confidence as opposed to fear. Because that's just what I feel like you're moving into. And from the third to the fourth week here, it feels like a lot of things dealing with men, communication and direction, you're making much better decisions about. As you go through this first couple weeks and reorganize, re-strategize, you're setting yourself up by this third and fourth week for a lot of good growth, being at the right place at the right time, even more so. And so as you go through this third and fourth and fifth week here and become better at making decisions, better at direction, better at knowing what your next step is, that's bringing, you know, from about the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, a lot of fresh changes in yourself, a lot of luck, a lot of experimentation, a lot of thinking outside the box. And what this is doing is just taking your fears and replacing them with a lot of new hopes and aspirations. So you're starting this cycle with wanting to have these new aspirations. You plan and organize for the first couple weeks, get them laid out. You start seeing the benefits of them in decision-making and so forth from the third and fourth week on. From the fifth and sixth and seventh week on, you really finalize these adjustments with yourself when you really are living this prosperous, exuberant, happy area of your life. And you're going to end up this last 3 month period with having a refreshed feeling about love, relationships, and commitment. And the Neptune stone is outside the circle. So what's it saying is you're learning a whole new series of dreams for yourself, hopes, wishes, aspirations, and so forth. You're on the right track, girl. Feel empowered. It's a good time for you. And that's what I see in, 3 or 4 minutes or whatever. Back to you, Captain Jethro. I hope that helped.
Thank you, thank you. That sounds great, Jerry. Thank you so much.
You too, my dear.
Turn it over to you, our lovely Lori. What have you got here?
Okay, I kind of misunderstood. What did what question was she asking?
I didn't ask one.
Was it, you just wanted a general reading?
Yeah, so whatever comes through, yeah.
Okay. Like you said, I couldn't hardly here. First card that I picked would be the let's see, nine of pentacles, and this is showing that you are elegant in your ways, carefree, surrounded by lovely objects. Second card is the Temperance card, and this, you're basically weighing the odds back and forth, shifting. You have testing things out. And last card, the World card, is it all plays into balance. So I hope that seems to help you.
Okay, what was the second card?
The second card was a Temperance card.
Temperance, okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be good up there in Colorado. The wild ends are going. We got a lot of people still coming in, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, having fun. Those of you that tune in Wednesday night, 9 p.m., Dina Flanagan, Psychic Jethro, we're going to be talking with the author, Temple Hayes. Temple Hayes is very much known. Change your energy, change your life. She's wrote the book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps on Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. Temple Hayes is going to be on here, and we're going to find out exactly what makes Temple Hayes click. We're excited. She's energized about life, and she's going to have me and Dina right there with her going with the wild thing. So I hope you guys are ready on Wednesday to do that at 9 p.m. We also have a very fortunate, those of you who remember Susan Liberty Hall, she has contributed to our Christmas thing, and there's going to be 5 books by I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. So those of you who would like to get one of those books, definitely listen to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Go in and put in right now. I want in on those prizes. Where do I put in, you always say. I tell you. I say go on the left side down to the fourth side where it says Contact Us. You push that button, it'll say, this is where you put in for the prizes. You're there. But you got to give me more than just ooga booga. You got to put in there your actual name, address, and physical. I will never sell it. I will email you. We are putting together a newspaper, and it's our Psychics Gone Wild news rag, and it is wild. It has specials like, do you want a 50% discount reading? Would you like to have an actual class with Gary Wimmer? How about Patty Negri's special magic time? These are things you can only get at Psychics Gone Wild, so you need to get in there and get your name on. And as you get this in the mail, hang on to the stamps. I know you guys are like, Jethro, you have more contests than the law allows. Yes, I do. And what's fun about it is if you look at those stamps, right now the hottest stamp on the market is a Linda Irwin stamp. And they just went out. They went out in Tampa here 3 days ago. And so those of you that have gotten your news rag in there, you've got it. But you got to go into PsychicsGoneWild.com and ask for it. I have a ton of people who said, Jethro, I never get a newsletter because you didn't ask. It's real simple. I don't want to send you stuff in the mail. And if you send to me and do, then I put you in the list. We have couple hundred people who've listened to Psychics Gone Wild for the 3.5 years we've been here. I have a ton of fans. You guys look on there. I have 53,000 people right now on Facebook. But I don't send to all of you for that reason. I want people who want it. I want you to pick it up and read. Dear Dina, Dina loves to do that. We've been going to work on it, and the surprise is, now I got him on the air, is we're going to have a Gary knowledge side. Gary put some phenomenal blogs together. Those of you who go on our Facebook know that. We're going to have one of those sites where Gary gives you that great knowledge about how to live your life. So those are extra treats we've got. We decided we're going to put in some real fun jokes, and maybe what I would like to do is have me and Linda Irwin do the comedy, and we'll do the skits for what's happening. So those of you that were ready to do it, get a hold of us and put in, I want that rag. So tuning in to rag, I got one more announcement. You're like, Jethro, you're worse than a commercial. If you haven't been into Your Tangle with the Love Go, there's 2 of Psychics Gone Wild of us over there, Dina Flanagan and Psychic Jethro. We're both over there writing in Your Tangle. My last article was, are you inclined to be with the person you're with? A lot of times if you look at your aura, which I give you an example, how to check and see if your auras are together, you want to see if you two are very much that twin flame, or you're just actually hanging out because somebody else wants to wait for the bus. Find out who you love. Check it out. You'll like the article. I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun with it, and it's a fun way. Gary, I didn't mean to get telling all my stories on your show, but we got all these people writing in. They're going, Gary, better get back or Jethro's in trouble. 206, I don't want to be in trouble. You're on the air. 206.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Kate.
Kate, how are you, girl?
Good.
Good, good, good. Well, I guess the next step is, would you like a general Fremont reading?
Yes, please. If I could hear him. I've had a hard time hearing him with other people, but.
Well, my apologies. We've had a couple of problems with Blog Talk Radio, and that's why God bless Brother Jethro for taking over the studio, because I couldn't log in. I've been trying for 20 minutes, so there is some confusion with Blog Talk. I'm on Skype now. I hope you can hear me. It's the best I can do. Having said that, my dear, I'm charging up these 16 stones, and all you have to do when it feels appropriate is say drop. I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing this stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever you say, drop.
Drop.
Okay. A lot of people going through changes in healing right now. It feels like you're doing a lot of reorganizing, healing. There's a lot of changes in the job, right in the center. And it's going to be very beneficial for you, these changes you're going through. because you are putting some of the issues that have frustrated you, you're recognizing and putting them in the background so you can benefit from what you're learning as opposed to feel, humbled or upset by the things that are going wrong. So always think of the new solutions, where you're going, how you're seeing new vision, how you're healing yourself. Because as you do that in the next couple of weeks, you're going to, it's almost like giving yourself a whole new basis again. And by the third and fourth week here, not only around your place, activity, directions, and decision, you're getting a lot more balance. And it's not an accident. It's because you're starting to really look at things and recognize where you do have power, what you can change, and letting go of what you can't affect. So you're getting your efficiency back up. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, your book communication, techniques, decisions, you have an incredible sense of mastery coming into your life. And had you not had to sort of look at things now and reinvestigate how you feel, how you think, how you plan, you wouldn't have implemented these new style for yourself, new policy, new ways of thinking and so forth. But by the sixth and seventh and eighth week, girl, this is not only going to help you feel so much more positive about relationships and love and so forth, but it's going to give you a whole new idea of your future plans. And that's what's really healthy, be them professional or love-wise. Because by the 8th, 9th, and 10th week here, because of what you're letting go of and how you're re-inspiring yourself, you're getting a sense of commitment that's very empowering for you. It's like your will, your thought, your ideas, your consciousness, and your feelings are all on the same page. And by the end of this three-month period, I think you're going to be pretty happy with how you've reconstructed yourself from one who's kind of a little bit apprehensive to sort of conquering it in this particular cycle and coming out ahead. That's what I see in general the next couple of months. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good. God bless you, girl.
All right.
Back to Captain Jeffro.
And I'm back over here grabbing our wild Lori. The mate of the wild one is over here. What do you want to tell Kate, Lori?
Okay. The first card is the King of Pentacles.
Ooh.
And this shows, that you have a lot of objects all around you. Like you're trying to make a decision because there's so much abundance there. And then the Ace of Pentacles. Wow. So this card is a card that you have it in your hands. Now what do you do with it? You know? And the third card would be, God. Four swords. And you are contemplating about your decisions on what you need to do, what is right. So I hope that makes sense. And there you have it.
All right. Sure does. Thank you.
Love you, Lori.
Okay,
love
you,
Kate. I hate to be pushing. They gave us that so many seconds before they kick us right out that door. So all of you guys, we love you. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I got a lot of you guys on Monday going, this was great, but Gary better be back. Jethro, you're in trouble. Remember to hit that button at the top corner so the episodes can come to your, and you'll never miss another Psyche's Gone Wild. It's called Follow, and we love you, and we'll always follow you. Psyche's Gone Wild. Gary, tell them what you want to tell them before they push us out the door.
Basically, as you were saying a while ago, Jethro, I think this November, what we really should concentrate on is thankfulness. Be grateful for what we have. When you appreciate what you've got and you bring love up to the center of your life, regardless of how many difficulties we've all had by investing in love, reinvent yourself, feel grateful, feel thankful. When you graciously acknowledge that the universe is giving you good things, and is always enlightening you, guess what? You're going to continue to see that. If you think that life is always screwing with you, you're upset, you'll see that. So appreciate, as you were saying, Wanda, Jethro, thanks to you. Be grateful. Turn yourself on to even higher levels of love. And as crude as it may sound, this is the truth. There's a limit to how many hamburgers you can eat or how fast you can drive. There's no limit to how much you can grow, how much you can evolve spiritually. No limit there. So think about that, friends. That's sort of